What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Look, Lee, Donald Trump taking a major risk, mm-hmm. bringing all these people to the White House.
Yep.
This could blow up in his face bigly.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the last time he had Zelensky to the White House, how that went, yeah, right?
I don't think that's happening again.
Yeah, and this time you'd have, what, you're going to kick out Zelensky and all the Euroweenies? Well, I mean, you know?
I think everybody around the world saw what happened when you try and buck the Trump administration live. That's not going to work out well for you.
No. And I guarantee you this time, no matter what Zelensky does or doesn't do today, he's going to show up in a suit. What do you want to bet?
I don't know. It's 50-50.
You think 50-50?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe wear a sport jacket with a t-shirt underneath.
Yeah. Give him something, you know?
Yeah, well.
For our $200 yeah. billion. Dollars,
No offense, but I'm much less worried about his attire than his policy.
Yeah. And he's now saying he's not compromising at all.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not giving up any territory. And that's that. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, good luck defending it, bud, with no money from America, which J.D. Vance low-key announced last week. Just breaking it to the Euroweenies, like, no, we're totally done. You're not getting any more, at least not during the Trump administration. So, yeah, going to be really interesting to see. And again, there's so many ways this could go wrong, especially with the American media trying to find ways for this to go wrong.
No kidding.
You know, it could end up being the Euroweenies and Zelensky, you know, piling onto Trump in Vance, and it could spin out of control. And it really shows you how you know what? Hats off to Trump for taking this on. As Rubio pointed out this weekend to the media, and they're all they're wailing on Rubio. Well, you know, you didn't get a ceasefire, and you didn't. I'm sorry, did I miss the Joe Biden ceasefire?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Oh, and did we miss the part where you admitted that Joe Biden started this war?
Yeah, that part too. And by the way, Vladimir Putin saying, hey, it would have never happened if Trump was the president, all of that stuff.
And what about that comment at the beginning of this where Joe Biden talked about if it's a minor incursion?
It's okay.
That it still stuns me that people don't key in on that, because that was an open admission. Say, sure, bring your troops across the border. You know, we'll take a census of how many come across and decide whether or not we're going to respond. Minor incursion of another sovereign nation's property? That was a stunning miscalculation, or maybe a intentional thing from the Biden administration.
And by the way, my chief pet peeve here, watching all of the coverage this weekend by the incredibly biased media, Fox News among them, basically either outright seeing Putin controlled Trump, which is still they're still telling the Russia collusion hoax lie. That Putin has some kind of control over Trump, or there's marching orders. That's been so debunked. No, all of that was Hillary.
Yeah.
That did not happen. But, you know, Putin having some control over Trump and Trump's compromised. You know, look, Trump is going to try to help Putin. Can I remind everyone this morning who took $20 million from the Russians?
Right.
That's Joe Biden's family.
And who put the sanctions on the Russian economy?
Originally Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he signed it.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, this whole idea that Trump is compromised, I think your average Democrat, who, by the way, posted that all over my feed on X this weekend, they're still completely confused and deluded, has no idea that the person owned by Russia is actually Joe Biden. Owned by China, too. They chipped in $30 million, I mean, for whatever.
Well, then the Ukrainians had a piece in it, too, with the Biden family. So
they did, yeah.
We need to point out, too, the thing that has changed with Trump here is that where we're going forward, as far as the United States is concerned, Europe is paying for American weapons to go to Ukraine.
Amen.
Not the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And the United States is no longer funding the Ukrainian government. That's what we had been doing during the Biden administration. we were sending checks to cover the business expenses of the Ukrainian government, paying their payroll and other things.
And pensions.
Pensions.
It's ridiculous.
That was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. It's one thing if we claim that they're an ally and say we're going to defend them and spend our money on weapons and send it over there. It's a complete other thing if you're sitting there funding their economy and yet us borrowing our own money to do it. That made no sense. And that's what the Biden administration was doing. That's what the Trump administration has stopped. Not only are the Europeans now buying the American weapons to send over there, okay, but we're no longer funding the Ukrainian government on the backs of the American taxpayer.
And look, as far as I'm concerned, if they want to buy our weapons and continue the war with Russia, have at it. It's not my business.
Yeah.
It's your backyard, your weapons, your money. You go do whatever you got to do. And but quite frankly, Lee, what they've been doing for 200 years, I mean, if you look at the borders of Russia, okay, and this is why we don't need to be involved with this. If you look at the borders of Russia, they have changed. Wait, I have the number right here, so I want to get this right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, they have changed over 100 times in the past 100 years.
And that includes a couple of world wars.
Yes.
But, you know, anyway.
And that's why Putin made such a huge show of laying those wreaths at the graves of the Russian fighter pilots from World War II. Because the point of that was, hey, listen, we used to be, and this is crazy now, but me and you, Russia and America, we used to be allies against European incursions in World War II. If you think about how crazy that is, right?
No, didn't end well, though, after the war.
No, it didn't because of the communist thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and obviously that's a problem. But look, Russia's border, I mean, you go look, you can see videos of it on YouTube. The borders have shifted forever as Russia has fought Europe on and on and on. Russia's fought Ukraine. Kyiv is the birthplace of Russia 800 years ago. They've fought civil wars internally over that because it's called the breadbasket of Europe. That land is so fertile. And now... it's got so many natural resources on it. It's just, and the fighting, well, 800 years from now, we'll be talking about the war that's going on in that area. It's just the way that it is. It's gone on forever. So, you know, we don't need to be doing this. What really scares me, though, is, you know, look, it's like I said, if they want to fight each other, fine. I don't care. Do what you want. But what really scares me is this security agreement. This is not good. This is not a good idea. Yeah, it'll get Trump all the headlines, and the Euroweenies would love to sign a security agreement.
If that happens.
Yeah, if it happens. And when I heard that this weekend, I went, no, please, no, Trump's not going to fall for that. Because essentially, this is exactly the same as taking Ukraine into NATO and us vowing to defend them from Russia.
Yeah, I even heard it referred to as the Article 5 type, you know, protection, which Article 5 is that UN thing where you attack one UN nation, you bring the wrath of the rest of the UN nations.
Yeah, Rebecca Grant said that.
NATO. NATO.
Yeah, Rebecca Grant said that this morning, in fact, on Fox News. She said what this does is create Article 5 just without the official membership of Ukraine and NATO. What does that mean? We are bound to defend them if they get into another war with Russia.
Well, and
that's
not good. But here's the thing also that, and I'm sure the Ukrainians remember this, we had an agreement with them beforehand when the Soviet Union dissolved because of the nuclear weapons. There is an accord with Ukraine that we did not follow through on.
That we said we would defend them.
Exactly. If the Russians involved.
Yes.
And we went back on that. And when I say we, the U.S. government.
Then there was also the Minsk agreement. We went back on our agreement with Russia, too, where we said, hey, we're not going to take any more of these countries on your border into NATO until we have you surrounded and backed against a wall. And then we just totally threw that out the window, too. So you got to understand, Russia, when we say we're going to do things just like Ukraine, they're like, yeah, sure.
I've got to get this in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead.
The one thing that I still loved Friday. People talk about, okay, Putin got his photo op with Trump. Well, you know what? Trump got his photo op with Putin. walking him by a couple of F-22s with that big thing that said Alaska 2025, and then that B-2 and the F-35s doing the flyover. That was a power flex if I have ever seen one. And it was awesome. And it is something that Putin cannot do. They do not have a stealth nuclear bomber. Nobody else in the world has a stealth nuclear bomber. And not only do they not have what was flying over, they don't have our next generation, the B-21 Raider, which we're doing right now and already building, which is the next generation. And those F-22s sitting on the tarmac will take on anything Russia's got.
And
if necessary.
Did you see the look on Putin's, the smile on Putin's face? Because he knew Trump got
it. Yeah, exactly.
He was laughing. He's like, okay, I look kind of small and sort of stupid here. Yeah. There's a great photo of it. You can see it on my X feed where he's just laughing. He's like, yeah, you got me. But you know what there were two messages there with that. And I knew exactly what Trump was doing. Number one, he knows the media is going to lie and say he rolled the red carpet out for Putin and treated him with kid gloves. And so he had to show the American people. Head through the media lies. No, anyone who watched that, that's not rolling. You all but menaced the guy. That's not rolling out the red carpet and treating with kid gloves. You lined up every military, asset we have.
That media that complained about the red carpet would have been complaining about the lack of respect for a sovereign nation leader had it not been laid out like that.
Yes. So this was a way to get around the media's lies. But there is another reason why those specifically bombers that you were talking about were on display, a very specific message for Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. Everybody missed it. I'll tell you what it was next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.